out the CryEngine 2, that's right?
Yep.
Which is the obviously sequel to the CryEngine 1 by Crytek. Now tell us a little about the CryEngine 2.
Well, the CryEngine 2, it's used for Crysis now,
mm-hmm.
and now with this GDC we announced it that you can also license it, and we already announced actually today, no, yesterday I think, we announced that we have our first licensee for CryEngine 2, and you can see it here.
Okay, so one of the cool things is that you guys are actually utilizing DirectX 10, one of the first engines to do that, that's correct?
Yeah.
All right, so tell me some cool things about, you know, the CryEngine 2 and DirectX 10. What can we see when we actually get in our hands?
Well, the features, I mean, generally we want to use the next-gen hardware, and that means multi-CPU, multi-GPU, and a lot of other things should be very high-techy, so DirectX 10 and all that is very important for us because it's really, we want to be the top technology things we want, all want to utilize that. But on the other hand, obviously, not everyone has that hardware, so we have to scale also, so single core and double graphic cards, we have that wide range basically.
Okay, so the first game to feature the engine will be, what's that?
That's Crysis.
Crysis, and that's actually developed by you guys as well.
Yeah.
But what's the advantage of, you know, this engine and DirectX 10? Are we going to see more pixels? Are we going to see more polygons? What other features can we see?
Well, you can accelerate with DirectX 10 features a little bit, so you get a better frame rate.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really cool, the draw call performance, which is one of the things that DirectX 10 does better, allows us to have more interesting detail everywhere. So there's a little bit of more clutter, and just it looks more natural, and it's really adds a little bit eye candy on top of it.
Okay, so the demo is running behind us here on the Intel booth, and it looks phenomenal. Cool. Now, just really quickly, can you quickly explain what actually is a games engine? Like, well, to everyone, you know, watching this video, how would you describe what a games graphics engine is?
Well, long time ago, every game was written from beginning to end,
yep.
and then it was shipped, and then the next one was written from beginning to end. And you want to share something, and you basically share that part that you can use in all games similar, and that is what enables you. This is kind of a tool that you can always reuse.
Okay.
That reusable part, this is the engine that
right.
the whole game runs.
And this is the code that basically runs the graphics and runs all the physics and stuff, is that correct?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
We also have our own physics engine, so that's part of it.
All right, so when can we see Crysis, or is that still a secret?
I don't know.
Soon?
I don't know. Soon, some point, yes.
All right, cool. This is Nick and Martin at GDC07 signing off from the Intel booth, checking out the Crytek Engine 2.